I'm Brandon Isle. I'm here with Sam Payne. He's a producer for Treasure Island 2020, a dramatized radio podcast that will come out in November from BYU Radio. Thanks for joining me today, Sam.
Oh, it's my pleasure to talk about Treasure Island 2020. This has been so much fun to work on.
Dramatized radio is just really kind of coming back right now, and I'm so excited that you guys are doing this. What kind of got the creative juices flowing and got you into doing this dramatized radio?
Well, you know, you're right. This feels new and wonderful, but this kind of audio drama production is a tradition that goes back almost as far as radio. You know, you listen to good old radio broadcasts of westerns and sci-fi classics and mysteries and all kinds of stuff. And really, with the advent of podcasts, with the advent of people listening to great radio on demand, there's been this sort of resurgence in scripted radio dramas, sometimes serialized scripted radio dramas. And BYU Radio was interested in sort of joining that the group of folks that's producing that kind of thing. It seemed like the perfect thing to provide, especially for parents and their children to listen together, to have some co-listening experiences that they were excited about. And Treasure Island 2020 was born.
I know with my family, we kind of look for that exact type of thing, this podcast that we can listen to together that will be fun and engaging. And there are some out there, but it's kind of hard to know if they might push the boundaries a little bit. What can we expect from Treasure Island 2020?
Well, the only boundaries that you can expect to be pushed with Treasure Island 2020 are the boundaries of fun and adventure. This is a reimagining of Robert Louis Stevenson's classic story, Treasure Island, you know. And this is, you know, before there was Harry Potter, you know, there was Treasure Island. My dad, for example, remembers reading Treasure Island as a boy in the same way that a lot of people, again, it occupies the same place for his generation as things like Harry Potter occupy for the next generation, you know, and the next generation after that. And so this is one of the classic adventure stories, and we just found it to be so exciting and so fun. But we wanted to do something even different than Robert Louis Stevenson did. And so our Treasure Island 2020 includes time travel, and it's the adventures of three kids from modern times who find themselves in this swashbuckling adventure that has them traveling back and forth between the 21st century and the 18th century. You know, so there's a lot of elements of Robert Louis Stevenson's classic story, along with a lot of modern fun.
This just sounds fun. Maybe kind of like a treasure planet mixed with time travel. That's cool.
Right. Yeah. We don't go to outer space, but that's the only place we don't go to.
So I assume that you guys had to find some writers and some creative directors to kind of put this together before you brought in the voice talent. What was that process, and how'd you kind of get that going?
You know, we reached out to some of the premier creators of this kind of audio, an organization called Gen Z, and Gen Z has won awards for some of their really fantastic and kid-friendly serialized podcasts. They developed and created and aired a podcast called the Unexplainable Disappearance of Mars Patel.
Yeah, that is a fantastic one.
Yeah, and they're behind a podcast called 6 Minutes, and some of the real sort of front runner, sort of the stuff at the forefront of this serialized adventure podcast movement. And so we partnered with them, and they came to the table with the idea to do Treasure Island 2020, and have been wonderful partners as they've initially just simply commissioned the series from them, but they became very excited, and this was a real delight for us. They became very excited about not just sort of producing a 10-part serialized podcast on the East Coast and then just delivering us a finished product. But they really wanted to involve BYU Radio in the process as well. And so in the cast, you'll hear a lot of BYU Radio voices and a lot of voices from this area. A lot of the production was done here at our broadcast house. And so it has really felt much more than just simply a turnkey kind of commission. It's really felt like a collaboration, and it's been very, very rewarding to work on.
So they kind of brought in the know-how and helped you guys kind of choose these people who listeners might recognize on the radio.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, certainly some of the hosts of some of the radio shows produced by BYU Radio can be heard in dramatic roles in Treasure Island, and that's been a whole lot of fun.
So what did this kind of look like? I know a lot of times we'll see maybe extra features from a movie, a cartoon, where we see actors in a lone studio voicing their work, but this was a little bit different.
Yeah. We did Treasure Island 2020 all at playing the scenes out in front of the microphones, all of the actors in the scene together at the same time. Sometimes, as you can imagine, and as you alluded to, they'll call a single actor into the studio and get all of his lines recorded, and then call another individual actor into the studio and get all of his lines recorded. But we really wanted the scenes of Treasure Island 2020 to feel like they were playing out in real time, and for the actors to be able to feed off of each other's energy and things like that. So for every scene of Treasure Island 2020, we called all of the actors in that scene into the studio, and they played it much like you might play a play, you know, except, of course, that they were stationary behind microphones. But it was great fun to capture the audio like that, and then send just those simple, unadorned voices into the studio where the music was written and the sound effects were produced. And it's just really, really magical to see the finished product compared with kind of the bare bones recording sessions of just these actors in the studio behind the microphones.
You know, how many actors are you talking about here?
Oh, well, there were 9 or 10 principal actors who were kind of in the studio for the entire recording of the project. But then there are scenes in which you hear entire crowds of pirates or, you know, folks in a tavern or something like that. And for those, there are, you know, 20 or 25 people in the studio all arguing it up, you know.
Right.
It was great fun.
a lot of pirate references, I'm sure.
That's right, yeah.
So some of these actors, I'm sure, are pretty young, because that's what Treasure Island is, right? It's a young adventure. How did that go, working with them?
You know, they were fantastic. The three kids at the center of the story were just dynamite. You know, they walk into the studio accompanied by their parents, and they've got their backpacks with them and homework to do while they're, you know, they're just terrific regular kids. But put them behind the microphone and they were just so full of life and energy and drama. It was such fun to work with these kids. You know, you always wonder what it's going to be like to work with kids, and you wonder if you're going to be working with somebody who, I don't know, is less experienced or needs a degree of babysitting behind the microphone. But these kids were absolute pros. They were just dynamite. They're going to be a real pleasure for people to hear in the podcast. They were just terrific.
Now, are you guys hoping to do any other projects similar to this in the future?
Oh yes, this is just the tip of the spear. This is something that we hope to follow up with serialized podcast after serialized podcast. We'll work with Gen Z on some of those projects. They were wonderful collaborators. We'll produce some of those projects ourselves in-house, and we'll be looking for other collaborators too. This has been a really rewarding thing, and we hope to bring this kind of thing to the air with much greater frequency in the future.
Now, what was the best part of this? When you talk to other people and you're so excited to tell them about it, what do you like to tell them?
Well, one of the things that's wonderful for me is that sometimes when you talk to people about Treasure Island, Robert Louis Stevenson's Treasure Island, and you put that in front of them, they might be kind of if they're not familiar with the literature, you know, they might open the covers of that book and be a little bit and shy away from the 19th century language, or, you know, they might shy away from just the way that old book is presented, you know. But this one of my favorite things is that this kind of presentation, this kind of podcast adventure, winds up introducing a whole new audience to the wonderful, timeless adventures that have existed in print for a long time. You know, certainly there is wonderful stuff being created all the time, but I think we do a disservice to the world of literature by ignoring some of the great stuff that has come before. And this is such a wonderful, action-packed, modern introduction to some of the great literature that kids can dive into with their families and be entertained and enriched by for the rest of their lives. And that's one of the things that I love about it.
Yeah, the great thing about podcasts is you really can just keep it forever. It's right. Available. Now, the first episode drops on Monday, November 11th. I notice it is Monday. Family home evening night is a traditional thing. I'm guessing that was on purpose.
Yeah, people will be able to enjoy a wonderful family adventure every Monday starting November 11th and then through the holidays.
Fantastic. Sam Payne, producer of Treasure Island 2020, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, of course. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.